Welcome to Culture Coach, a podcast with me, Nikki Lerner, helping you to engage in a proactive movement towards unity and understanding as it relates to culture and come from. Thanks for joining me today. You ready to go? Let's get started. Hey, thanks again so much for listening. You know, I wanted to create a space each week where you and I can learn about different cultures and come froms in a safe, non-threatening, non-embarrassing environment. I hope you enjoy this podcast. For more creative resources and ideas, you can engage with me at NikkiLerner.com. Today I want to talk about leadership, and I want to talk about fear. You know, to be a leader in anything is an act of courage when you step into becoming a leader of people, when you step into leading an organization or a business, or even a community of any sort. Leadership takes courage. Leadership requires you being able to see something that is not yet fully become where you are, but you're able to see it as the leader. You're able to see what could be and then help the people that you lead move from where they are to where they need to go in order to see the change that you want them to make. And it's hard. And for many of you that are leaders, you have some sort of a leadership role, wherever you find yourself, you know this to be true. And yet sometimes it feels like it can be totally taboo for us to talk about the realities of what it feels like to be a leader sometime. And here's the thing, right, is that most of us that are leaders or leading anything, there's a part of it that we love, if we're honest. Right? We love being able to care for people, to move them from here to there, to set vision, to encourage, to motivate, all of these things that come along with the role of leadership. And if we're honest, so many of the time, it's hard. It's hard. There are times where it's lonely. There are times where we're afraid. There are times that we're not sure whether or not we're making the right decision, and yet we persist. This is leadership. Within the context of what we talk about here on the Culture Coach podcast, I want to talk about leadership and fear when it comes to culture work. Many of the clients that I'm working with right now have been historically monocultural for a very long time, or at least long enough to have been establishing some patterns and some systems that may lean towards cultural bias. We all have bias. It's human. It's not like that, you know, some people have bias and some people don't. Everybody has bias when it comes to culture. Everybody has bias when it comes to just existing in the world. It's just part of being human. But many of the people that I work with, particularly if they're of the white American culture, the majority culture, are finding this space in their leadership that is new for them. Fear is not new for most leaders, but most leaders are able to find their courage to do what needs to be done and to move ahead. But for many leaders, the fear that comes around attempting to engage in cultural conversations is high. And for those of you that are listening that are part of that, that you're part of a community or a business or an organization that has been historically monocultural, I want to let you know something today that it's either going to make you cry, make you frustrated, or free you up. I'm not sure which one. But here's the thing. Fear is part of it. It's uncomfortable. The work that we're doing here cross-culturally is uncomfortable. There will be moments, say even 6 months or a year from now, as you are doing your own culture work, as you are getting better, that you will start to become more comfortable than you are today. However, this doesn't end. this doesn't end. And I also want to encourage you, and it's not going to sound like it, but encourage you that you need to lean into the fact that you will not let fear stop you from learning. You will not let fear stop you from growing and moving ahead. That you will decide today to be the kind of leader that is okay with not knowing, that is okay with making a mistake here and there and asking for help. It's tough. You're going to feel the fear. You're going to get it wrong. You're probably going to say the wrong thing. You're going to get your hand slapped. And you need to persist. If you are a leader of people, and if you care about the work of cultural diversity, you need to persist. And not just you need to persist, you can persist. Listen to my voice. You can persist today. You can persist through the mistakes that have been made. You can persist through cultural bias that you're just starting to recognize or acknowledge now in your organization or in your life. You can persist through that. And as I've said before, you need to be willing to be awful before you're awesome. Many times when we're navigating culture, because of the fact that we need so many different kinds of results and we need them now, that we try to rush each other through the process. And clarity does not come through rushing through a process or rushing through some new things that you're learning. Clarity comes when it comes. There's a great quote that I heard from Marie Forleo that says, clarity comes through engagement, not thought. And if you're a leader trying to navigate these cross-cultural waters, I just want to let you know that it is when you start to step in, it is when you start to practice, it's when you start to engage that you will see the movement toward what you envision to take place. Remember what it feels like to feel fear, to find your courage, and then move anyway. Action is greater than fear. I realized from my own personal life that, historically, and people usually sometimes don't believe me when I say this, but historically in my life, I have dealt with a lot of fear. Some of it was the environment that I lived in. Some of it was pieces of personality that were passed down to me through family members, whatever it was, but lived so much of my life in fear. And oddly enough, not even just fear, but, I would live in a sense of fear where I was afraid to risk. I was afraid to try. I was afraid to fail. All these things that were happening. And yet, I was a dreamer. I had so many visions for what could be and what I wanted to do in my life and what I wanted to see. But it would always kind of stay up in the clouds, It would stay up in the clouds, and most of that was fear-based, not even knowing that those were things that maybe I could even accomplish or actually do or move towards. And it wasn't until, I would say, maybe in the last 10 years or so that I've started to get better at finding and harnessing my own courage, even in the midst of my own fear. And I want to let you know, leader, I want to let you know, those of you that are listening that are trying to navigate these cultural waters and that you want to do better, you want to learn more, I want to encourage you today to try to go back and find the places where you have been afraid before. Go back this week and think about the places where you have felt afraid, where you have felt like you didn't know what the next step was, where you weren't sure. For many of you, there are places where you weren't sure you were going to survive, no matter what that was. I think about my friends who have served overseas in the military. I think about friends of mine in law enforcement. I think about friends of mine in education, in government, so many different areas where we have pushed through our fear before. We have pushed through when we didn't know what to do. We have somehow found our courage. And I want to encourage you today as you listen to go back, spend time, and make a list and try to figure out where have you felt afraid? Where did you, you didn't think you were going to make it? Where did you feel these things? Where did you see these things? And what happened when you overcame them? Because let's be honest, there are some things that you've probably allowed fear over the course of your life to set in and take over. All of us have regret, right? All of us have decisions that we, you know, if we could get a do-over, we would do again. We have more clarity now than we had back then, hopefully. But I don't know about you, but it's not often that I go back and study my own life and study the times when I have been an overcomer. Study the times where I had a process for working out a problem or, again, finding my own courage or whatever it is. Go back today. Take time this week and try to map. Where were you afraid before? Where did you not have the knowledge you needed before? Where were you unsure? Where were you scared? Where did you mess up? Where did you stick your foot in your mouth? And how did you recover? Because in our cultural cross-cultural communication and navigation and all the things that we want to see change in our world and our organizations and our businesses and our personal lives and our church communities and our synagogues, wherever we are, that mapping out how we overcome is crucial. It's crucial to the process. Particularly when you feel like you have been beaten down, particularly when you feel like you've lost your way, particularly when you feel like that you are exhausted and tired. Find out where you have found courage before and study it. Study your own life. Because I'm going to tell you today that nothing will change without leadership. We will not see the change that we desire to make in the world cross-culturally without leadership. And leadership requires courage, it requires action, and it requires us to find the ability to honor our fear, but also to move through it so that we can create the future that we want cross-culturally. I'm cheering for you today. I'm grateful that you listen. And it's possible that even today, as I think about the work ahead of me and the times that I feel a little bit scared, I can always go back over my life and find out what I did to find my courage and to remember who I am, that I'm on this planet for a reason, and that is to lead. And so are you. You don't have to have the title leader. You don't have to have a position. Leadership is influence. You find yourself in a vehicle of sorts to lead your family, your personal life, wherever you find yourself. Lead, step in. Don't play small. Don't shrink back. Step into who you are. Get better every single day at who you are. Be more aware, more kind, more forgiving, more generous with who you are. Don't play small. Don't listen to cultural quote experts that will tell you to be less than. Don't listen to those things. You need to step in fully in humility and in generosity with your life. You be the culture coach. Let's be culture coaches together and lead even through our fear. Hey, thanks so much for making the time to listen. If you like the insight today, tell your friends and be part of the newsletter at nikkilerner.com. Remember, it takes that first decision to realize your vision for a more generous, multicultural life. I'll see you next week.